stuff over there.
Good morning, Jim.
Breaking stuff in the studio, but also breaking some ground, right?
Yes, definitely breaking ground. That's something we are extremely excited about. Today's the big day. We've been looking forward to this for about 2 years now, from when the board members and myself and Dean and Pat and Kevin and Jen, we all kind of said, you know what, it's time to really kind of build our own. You know, me during COVID, we were really frustrated because we didn't have any gym space. And so we need our own. And me and Dean joked about it for years. And to finally see this day here is, man, we're excited about it. And I hope the community is just as excited.
First, give us a background about the Grand Junction Blackouts.
Okay, so the GJ Blackout, we are a youth travel and competitive basketball club. We go all the way from now. Last year, we had a great showing for third and fourth grade girls and boys, which we've never had before. So we go all the way from third and fourth grade boys, and we've had high school teams in the past, and now that we'll have the facility, that's something we're looking at. We run all the local, everybody calls it AAU leagues.
Right.
So you have middle school, AAU, and then you have our travel team are kind of the three different tiers that we definitely help in.
All right, so where will the facility be? Give us the details about what it's going to look like when it's built, where the groundbreaking is taking place, all the information on this, Brandon.
Yeah, the address for the facility will be 715 23 and a half road. The groundbreaking will be at 4:00 today. Get there a little bit earlier. We're expecting to be kind of packed. And what it's going to look like, we're going to have four courts. We're going to try to run every sport that we can in there, not just basketball. That's one of our visions. One of the board, you know, all the board members had a vision of, we want to do everything in there. Take care of volleyball. You know, have the nets in there, pickleball, do some baseball training in there, even soccer training as well. So we want to try to encompass all sports in there as much as we can.
So groundbreaking is 4:00 today. What's the time frame as far as from, you know, shovels turning dirt today to an opening event for the facility when it's completed?
One of our board members, Kevin Young, he owns North Peak, which he's been very gracious with a lot of his time and what he's done to help build it. He is saying right around a year is what we're really optimistically trying to say when we're gonna have it open and have our grand opening next year about this time.
All right, so 4:00 today, public's invited to attend.
Yes, absolutely.
And once again, the location.
It is at, sorry, my phone keeps closing, 715 23 and a half road, just across the street from Community Hospital.
Okay, very good. So out kind of northwest of town.
Correct.
So get out there, and if you, and I imagine you've got some mock-ups of what it's going to look like and things like that. I believe, I think I did see a picture of it. I think you might have posted on Facebook of it. Looks like it's going to be a tremendous facility. So a chance to learn more about it. About how many kids are involved with the GJ Blackouts?
Over 500, yeah. Probably 550 right now where we're at, and we're hoping to get that number to grow once we have the facility. You can check out gjblackout.com. We are still accepting donations. We've had some gracious donors in the past, and you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook as well.
All right, very good. Brandon, great to see you again, as always.
Likewise. Sorry to come in here and break your microphone.
You're not the first. You won't be the last, trust me. Brandon Dow with the GJ Blackouts. We'll take a break.